John Francis Dugan, victory for the Donegal League against your Inishowen counterparts. Wasn't much in it between the two sides.
Oh, geez, nothing in it at all. It was a real battle. Very tense game. Again, a high level of intensity, but probably not as much quality on the pitch as there probably should be. Now, there was the pitch held up well, but there was a lot of boys slipping, and, you know, probably the quality on the ball, maybe take an extra touch just to avoid slipping. We were trying a lot of one-touch flicks and one-touch passing around the corner, and we weren't making it stick, whereas Inishowen probably were a wee bit more composed at times and stayed on the ball. But again, they had to force the issue, and, you know, it was probably, it's hard with that goal advantage going into a second game. You know, you don't know if you should stick your twist, so... That's good to get through now. Good to get through.
Well, you went into the game with a 3-2 advantage from the first leg, and the tonic of an early goal, you couldn't have asked for much more.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we had spoke about how we wanted to set up, and in the first 10-15 minutes, it was working brilliantly. We got the goal out of what we spoke about, and once we got the goal, lads just retreated and allowed Inishowen to come on to us. And then Once you don't have the momentum, it's very, very hard to get it back. And I don't think we got the momentum back in the game until possibly the red card, and we made a couple of changes around that time as well, and we started to settle a bit more in the ball again. But again, we were two goals ahead at that stage, and, you know, you don't need to chase the game, you don't need to take extra chances. So it's you're probably between a rock and a hard place. Now, I felt the goal they got, I thought it was a horrendous decision to give them a free kick. It looked like a dive. Didn't look like there was any contact at all. I was very disappointed in that decision being given. And they scored. Now, we should defend it better, to be fair. But, you know, when you have two teams of that level out there, you can't have poor decisions like that going on the pitch. So...
And then as we went into the closing stages of the game, I mean, there was no way you could slacken off at all, because they kept going, and, you know, there was always the danger there, and they certainly had their chances.
Oh, they did have chances. I mean, when it gets to that stage, they have to throw extra men forward trying to get the goal, and you're just hoping that you can get a clean clearance that it'll break to somebody. And to be fair, we had a couple of chances. We had a good chance there. Keeper saved the ball with his feet. I think a wee bit of composure there, and we would have scored with that breakaway. But the wind was a big factor, because they had quite a lot of set pieces, and, like, if you just hung the ball up there, the wind was just adding unbelievable pace to the ball. So they were just floating in the corners, and the wind was creating a spin and, you know, a pace on the ball that was really hard to deal with. But some of the defending was unbelievable. You know, all over, like Matty Crossan and Paulie Yank, they got quite a few headers away. Blake done very well with a few things, but everybody put their body in the line. Like, there was no clear-cut chances for them. That's what, you know, I was happy enough with that. At no stage did they carve us open or anything. But I just think we could have been better on the ball ourselves, and something we'll have to work on for the next round now.
Well, the bottom line is you're through to the next round. And what's the situation? It's a home draw?
Yeah, we have a home draw. Now, we play whoever finished third in Leinster. So the AUL and the Leinster Senior League are playing each other on Wednesday night, and we have a home draw. They're talking around the 10th of March there. Just I heard a few of them saying it there. We have a home draw to whoever wins that game on Wednesday night. So gives us a couple of weeks to, you know, have a look at ourselves and see what we can improve on, and maybe go and have a look at them on Wednesday night and see what they're like. So, hopefully now it's good to be, you know, if you get past Inishowen or Inishowen get past us, it's massive. Like, I've spoke before about how we're probably two of the stronger leagues in the whole country, and it's just unfortunate that the geography, you know, causes the two of us to be knocking one another out before we get a right rattle at things. But we'll take it.